Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Joburg, a high of 22, Pretoria 23, and Emalahleni 20. We start in Bloemfontein, where the funeral service of Olorata Monghale is currently underway at City Hall. The 30-year-old's body was found dumped in Lombardy West in Joburg last Sunday, 2 hours after she left for what was supposed to be a date with a man. Kanyim Lau, who attended Rhodes University with Monghale, shared this memory this morning.
It's so painful that this is how she left when, back in the day, during the RU References protests against gender-based violence, it was her voice leading us in song. It was her voice leading us towards some sort of justice against the horrific experiences that women and girls experience, especially in schools.
Meanwhile, the police have cleared one of the three individuals initially identified as suspects in the murder of Monghale. National Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says Fezile Ngobane, who was handed over to police by his father in KwaMashu Friday evening, has been cleared from any involvement in her murder.
A multidisciplinary team has now cleared Ngobane following a thorough interview and preliminary investigation. Ngobane washes cars for a living and stays in the same neighborhood as deceased Pelage Nkosi Makhanya. Makhanya allegedly identified Ngobane as a soft target and took his ID smart card and used it to wreak a SIM card.
Outgoing Hawkshead advocate Godfrey Lebeya has called on government to provide financial resources for the Directorate Priority Crime Investigation to achieve 100% human resource capacity. Speaking at his farewell yesterday, Lebeya said since he commenced his tenure in 2018, they arrested more than 19,000 suspects for various offences and secured convictions of more than 5,000 perpetrators.
As I leave the office, I am leaving behind major generals and lieutenant generals whose combined experience is more than 277 years. So this experience will be able to carry this entity forward.
To international news, and the White House has confirmed the U.S. has sent Iran a proposal for a nuclear deal. This comes after a report by the UN nuclear watchdog that said Iran had further stepped up its production of enriched uranium, a key component in the making of nuclear weapons. U.S. President Donald Trump has made it clear it is in Iran's best interest to accept the deal. And finally, in football news, Mamelodi Sundowns take on Pyramids FC in Cairo tonight at 8 p.m. for the decisive second leg of the CAF Champions League final. After a 1-1 draw in the first leg, Sundowns must win or secure a 2-2 draw or more to lift the trophy. Coach Steve Compella says the team has the quality, must approach the tough final with courage and respect.
The next one is a completely new match. In as much as we're playing away, we have points of reference as a club. We played Al Ahly away, we came back. We played Raja, we came back. So there's matches we played up north in Africa where we were supposed to win, and then we are not in the final by mistake.
I'm Martine van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus: die vriende en gesin van Olorato Monghale woon vanoggend haar begrafnisdiens in Bloemfontein by.
It is so sad.
Very, very sad.
Unbelievably sad. Where are we in terms of GBV in this country? Okay, Mamelodi Sundowns night tonight. Everything riding on that game. It is the second leg of the CAF Champions League against Pyramids of Cairo. Jerry Sturig hoor oor die Egyptian League en wie die daai ding gewen het.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay, well, Pyramids of Egypt and Al Ahly of Cairo have been battling it out the whole time. And comes down to the final game, final day last week, and Pyramids win their game and Al Ahly win their game as well. Whoop, whoop! So, Al Ahly win the league by 2 points. However, Egyptian FA rules say that if you forfeit a game for whatever reason that isn't credible, then you not only lose the 3 points of the game, but you also get a 3-point penalty. Al Ahly didn't pitch for a game against Zamalek earlier in the season, saying, no, we want overseas referees.
And so they...
and the Egyptian league...